Hello, I'm Sarah Lusher, and welcome to this June edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We are bringing you this version of the printed edition of the magazine by kind permission of Archant, and with the help of our readers, who've been busy making recordings at home, which leaves our technical officer, also at home, to put the tracks together for uploading onto our website. We have our readers, Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, Sarah Kings, Caroline Aldry and Tim Peters, who are going to tell you, among other things, how to make your own fun, about a heavy metal artist, 9 remarkable hospitals, Norfolk scientists on the front line, and the village shops rising to the coronavirus challenge. But first, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
I usually put off writing these few words until the last possible moment. Not because I feel the thrilling need to push myself to the brink of an onrushing deadline, nor because I'm necessarily stuck for something to witter on about, but simply because I'm a dreadful procrastinator. Well, arguably, I'm a very good procrastinator, able to defer pretty much anything until a later date. I will diligently make a list of things to do, then equally diligently shuffle each one to the bottom of the queue. Honestly, it's a wonder this magazine ever makes it out of the door. I'm currently procrastinating about asking Mrs. C to give me a lockdown haircut. It's not that big a deal, really. She's already performed a holding job and did it tolerably well, considering that all she has to work with is a battery-powered beard trimmer. You may be wondering why it's even an issue. After all, like many gents of a certain vintage and maturity, hair is a fair way down the list of things you should be worried about if you're over 55. Like Napoleon's defeated army retreating from Moscow, my once luxuriant mane withdraws daily from the front line, an emaciated grey mist heading south to escape the winter of the advancing years. Some make it past the neck, joining a bushy band of brothers on my back. Others hunker down in the foxholes of ears and nose, where they grow bolder, peering above the parapet, daring the clippers. Mark, my usual tonsorial artiste, somehow manages to make a haircut last an hour. He is a skilled practitioner, deft of blade, and not a man to make one snip when 7 will be better. He's also a good talker and shares an interest in cycling, food and drink. I suspect that without chatter, I'd be in and out of that chair in 6 minutes flat. I don't expect the same level of banter with the stand-in. Last time there was mostly silence with an occasional and more frowning than you'd ideally want to see from someone cutting your hair. In the scheme of things, I know that this is the smallest of beer of absolutely no moment at all, but I'll still be very happy to see Mark again.